So I'm here with Ray Fisher, also known as Victor Stone, aka Cyborg. Hi, Ray.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it's technology. Technology.
Listen, that's my specialty. I'm trying to learn about it myself.
So I'm gonna go back a little bit here. You have a stage background.
I do. Some semblance of it, yes. I've been doing theater since I was about 16 years old.
Wow, that's fantastic. And you've done a few little things in film, but the thing is that what happened when you got the call back saying you have a, you're doing a cyborg cameo in Batman and Superman?
When I get the call about something like that, I literally start jumping for joy, kicking and screaming, rolling around all over my apartment floor, swearing at Zack Snyder, telling him that he's completely lying to me, that he's playing a horrible trick on me, and that he should be ashamed of himself for doing so. That's what happens. And then when he calms me down and tells me, no, it's real, it's true, that's when I go, okay, wow, thank you. I will not let you down.
That's great. So, well, Justice League. Oh, man, your character's very intense in this. You're Cyborg.
I am. I portray him every now and then, for sure. Cyborg is going through a lot in this film, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think people who are watching it will understand exactly why that is. I hope they get an understanding on that and sort of allow him the space to grow as a character. You know, he's a young man who's gone through quite a lot, and, you know, with the loss of his body, the loss of his mother, being rebuilt into what a lot of people would consider a monster. Yeah. It was a lot for any one person to bear, but the fact that he's able to resiliently recover from that situation and save the world, you know, in a time where, you know, he could have easily have just said, you know what, screw this, I'm just gonna go do nothing. I could become a bad guy. You could do a lot of negative with that circumstance. He takes it and he turns it around and decides to be a positive force.
How much of the equipment on you are you wearing?
For me, the only equipment that's practical is actually just the eyepiece that covers up the left side of my face, mm-hmm. and the chest light that emits that glow that you see in the film as well. Those are the only two practical pieces. Other than that, I'm in a CGI onesie.
Oh, okay. No, it's real. I mean, it's really cool. I got to see the film yesterday. I was, and I have to say, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you for saying it, so. I appreciate it.
And the thing about, because you don't know what to expect, you know. I mean, this is Justice League, you know, and it's, you're going through all these things in your mind about all these characters, and actually, especially Cyborg, who is, you know, there aren't too many action figures in comic books of color. So, you know, it's just fantastic to see. And I know Cyborg's only been around since, I think, 1980. Were you familiar?
Yeah, since 1980, yep.
Yeah. Were you familiar with the character, the comic strip?
I wasn't familiar with the character. I was born in 1987.
Oh, shut up.
So it was a little bit before my time. My first interaction with Cyborg was from the Teen Titans cartoon show on Cartoon Network back in the early 2000s. But once I actually got involved with the project, that's when, you know, I did all my research on Cyborg, when he becomes a member of the Justice League and the New 52, mm-hmm. and when I was sent all the comics of the original version of Cyborg and the New Teen Titans, mm-hmm. and I found out just how grounded and real a character and important a character he is. So I was able to fall in love with him, as an adult, which I think is kind of important. You know, I love Batman and I've loved him since I was a kid. At this place, it seems like you know, you just love a family member. It's like, oh yeah, of course, I love Batman. I've loved it ever since I was a kid. But to fall in love with them, with a character as an adult, I think is something really special. And with the character, you know, obviously there is the talk of diversity and the talk of inclusion. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, him representing what he does both as both as a person of color and as a person who's differently abled is important. You know, we need inclusion on all different levels.
Exactly.
And hopefully that'll continue. That's something that we'll continue to see expand, not only just in this film, but in other films. You know, you look at Suicide Squad, you've got one of the most diverse casts in the movie I think I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you've got our film, which has another diverse cast. Mm-hmm. To see these people working toward such an inclusive group of individuals is actually pretty inspiring, because these heroes have to be reflective of the world in which we live. If they're not, then you'll quickly fall by the wayside. And luckily, I feel, and hopefully these characters continue to be treated with respect and dignity and the integrity that they deserve.
Exactly. And actually, how cool it is to have Joe Morton as your dad.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. I got Papa Pope as Papa Stone as well, so it's pretty cool. He's a consummate professional. I mean, and he's probably one of the hardest working people I've ever come across. If he's not flying over to shoot a couple days on Justice League, he's back doing Scandal for a couple days. He's back shooting an episode of Scandal or working on a play, or just stays busy. Just absolutely. I mean, the guy's dance card is full.
Yes. Well, yours was also getting full. I mean, I don't know if you can say anything yet, but I mean, it's very cool that you have a standalone, you know, cyborg film. I don't know if you can say anything about that yet, but that's really kind of cool, huh?
Well, it's nice to be considered, for sure. And the project itself is in development. I'm interested to see how everything turns out, but there's not too much I can offer you in the way of solid information about it.
Well, you know, Ray, congratulations on this film, and much success, and thank you for, we finally got around to doing this.
Thank you, babe. I appreciate you taking the time, and we definitely saved the best for last, but thank you for making the time to make the effort.
All right, then, you take care. Thank you.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.